You know, I think one thing that all Christians have in common is that we long for an encounter with Jesus Christ. We want faith to be something deeply personal to us. And how many times in prayer do we ask him to just give us a two minutes, or we ask why and we don't hear a reply, and we wish we could just sit down with Jesus in person for a few minutes to tell him what's on our heart and maybe have him say something back to us. One of my favorite high school memories is when I went on a retreat out at the Spiritual Life Center in Bel Air. And on this retreat, we were led in what's called a guided meditation, where you imagine Jesus coming to just sit with you. And each person kind of made up their own place. You really engage your imagination in a guided meditation. And I remember the retreat director, she said, you know, go to the place you feel happiest. I was like, gosh, I don't know where that is. So I ended up on the front porch, and there's Jesus sitting next to me. And we had a whole conversation. It was very beautiful. And I remember really feeling after that guided meditation experience like I'd really encountered Jesus. We still offer this retreat today. It's called Teens Encounter Christ for our juniors and seniors. And in the midst of busy schedules and a fallen world and sin and brokenness, can we still encounter God? Can we still have this experience of feeling like we were actually sitting with him? Mary and Joseph's journey to Bethlehem teaches us what it takes to have that experience. There's two characters in the gospel today that I particularly like to reflect on in having that encounter of God. And the first is the innkeeper. Imagine being that innkeeper and this couple comes to your door. The man, he's probably in his mid-40s. This young girl is 12 to 14 years old, pregnant, very pregnant. And they're standing right in front of you, but you have absolutely no clue who really is standing in front of you. It's almost as if Mary is this tabernacle standing at your doorstep, holding the God of heaven and earth inside of her. And how many times, like that innkeeper, do we encounter God and totally not realize it? I had a college professor who made a really good point. You know, Jesus rose from the dead, body and soul. He's alive somewhere, right? He appeared to his disciples afterwards. He could go through walls. He could not be recognized one moment and then be recognized the next, such as in the garden after the resurrection, when he encountered Mary. Jesus is alive in the flesh somewhere. He can appear to be recognized or not. How do you know that you haven't encountered Jesus Christ? I mean, really. If he exists somewhere in the flesh and can be recognized at some times and not at others, how do you know you haven't encountered him? And how did you treat him? God may be hidden, but we may encounter him every day and never realize it. In fact, I think we do. The innkeeper also was the one who had to tell them that he had no room. And I think a lot of times the poor innkeeper, he gets kind of a bad rap. He's just trying to run a business and he doesn't have any rooms left. I mean, think if you were running a Motel 6. You wouldn't, like, if you had people come and you didn't have any vacancies, it's not like you'd go door to door and say, hey, would you mind taking in somebody extra tonight? But he was being generous by offering to them the stable that he had. But what if he had known who was standing right in front of him? You know, what length would he have gone to make sure they had a place to stay? Would he perhaps even have offered his own bed or his whole house if he'd known who was standing in front of him? We struggle too with making room for God in our lives, don't we? We say to ourselves, there's no room or time for prayer right now. There's no room in the budget for God. I just don't have time to help out at church. But when God knocks at your door, perhaps we should make some room. And if we are truly joyful and have a wholehearted response, knowing that it is the Lord of heaven and earth standing right in front of us, then we don't give him the leftovers, like the barn. We go to every length to give him the best. The second group of characters in our gospel today is the shepherds. This past November, I was going through a real period of spiritual dryness. I would pray and I wouldn't feel God present. And I kept telling God, I feel like I've plateaued, that I'm not growing. And I need something to help me grow. And I was really kind of frustrated because I felt like, God, I'm seeking you out, and it's like you're hiding, you know? Like, I'm coming to you, I want this experience with you, and then I can't find you. And I got this clear impression one day. In fact, what I did, I was kind of, you know, kind of like you would pull up a bar stool to somebody you wanted to have a serious discussion with. I pulled up the presider's chair right in front of the tabernacle, and I said, God, we're going to have a little talk. I asked God, what am I doing wrong? And I got this really clear impression from God that what I needed to do was to wait for him and he would reach out to me. Just a few weeks later, I got a call from our vice chancellor and vocations director, Father Simone, asking me to take on some new responsibilities, ones that over the last month have really made me grow. And now I feel that life inside of me again. And it didn't come from inside. Yes, I had to come every day and seek God out through prayer. But ultimately, it wasn't something that I could do within myself or create within myself. God seeks us out. And often we forget that. Like the shepherds in the gospel, I realize that God sometimes finds us in the course of our daily work. Doesn't have to be this extraordinary experience of going on a retreat or a prayer. We got to remember that he comes and encounters us in the daily activities of our lives. God sought the shepherds out. God seeks you out too. Encountering God, I think, can be a very difficult task, whether for a layperson or for a priest. And it can be done through retreats and special opportunities where you focus on encountering God. But it also can be done in daily life if we remember these three things. That we are encountering God every day. I saw an old man the other day on the street. Looked a little rough around the edges. Didn't know if he was homeless or not. Kind of caught my eye, walked a few more steps, looked back, he wasn't there. Could it have been Jesus? We are encountering God every day. Maybe even just by simply fulfilling the words that Jesus spoke to us, whatever you do for the least of these, you do for me. Secondly, we must remember that we have to make room for God. It doesn't come naturally. In fact, Satan will throw everything at us to make sure there isn't room for God. Remember that the Lord of the heaven and earth is standing right in front of you, knocking. Will you answer the door? Will you make room for him? Or will you even go to the extent of giving him your whole place? And third, remembering that encountering God is not just a matter of you seeking him, but that he seeks you also. Perhaps we should begin to really think of every encounter with every person, place, and circumstance as an encounter with God. In fact, if we do treat every person, place, and circumstance as an encounter with God, that is exactly what it becomes.